Welcome back to the Word for Life radio ministry of the Brookside Baptist Church. We're located in Brookfield, Wisconsin. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman, the Senior Citizens Pastor, Counseling Pastor, and with me in the studio is Herb Ganthy. And he's been sharing what God has been doing in and through his life as a construction fellow, specifically in the field of painting, and also putting together work trips for churches. And what God has just done, not only through the accomplished work projects at various camps and locations, things like that, but also in the hearts and lives of the people that have been involved. And Herb, I think it's exciting just to see how God is willing to use a guy like you. But boy, just a few months ago, it seemed like rough and tough Herb Ganthy faced kind of a major test in the next leg of your journey, didn't he?
Yes. Shortly after we got back from the California trip, my neck had been bothering me a lot, and I decided it was time to do something about it. So I went to the doctor, and we ended up fusing C3, 4, 5, taking out 6, and fusing 7. At the same time, I had the right hand, the carpal tunnel and dequavins done. And 2 weeks before that, I had the left-hand carpal tunnel and dequavins because I don't only work hard, I play hard.
Wow.
And there was a lot of pain that I had never experienced before.
Mm-hmm.
And just knowing that whatever happens to my body, I live here, but it's God's body and he's going to take care of it.
Right, right.
And I think that it was used, all of my pain, as a testimony to my doctor or as a witness. He could see how I was reacting to it, to my therapist, to my friends, my relatives, that I know anything I go through, good and bad. It's like the Bible. You either believe the good parts or the bad parts, or you believe the whole Bible.
Right.
And I believe the whole Bible, and I believe that anything good or bad that I go through is as a result of my faith. Mm-hmm. And without that, there were times it would have been tough. I've had stints put in, able to witness to people, written verses on my leg when I was going to have a heart catheterization. And I will never know how many people read and looked up that verse after the surgery.
Exactly.
So anything you can do,
right,
that presents itself, if the Lord prompts you to do something, do it.
So as you were facing this surgery, you knew that being out of work meant out of income.
Yes. Boy, did I know that. In the trades, if you don't work, you don't eat. I'm not able to collect unemployment when you have a surgery because you're not available for work.
Mm-hmm.
There was a small disability that I got through the union, but it is nowhere near what you make when you're working.
Sure.
You just trust in the Lord.
Has it come to that?
It has come to
trust
that.
In the Lord.
Trust wow. in the Lord for all things.
Exactly.
And he provided, got us through it.
Mm-hmm.
Must have done all right because I didn't get any skinnier. So that the provisions were always there.
Right.
When we needed somebody to watch our grandson at night or during the day because I had to be somewhere with a doctor and Denise had to go with me,
mm-hmm.
the Lord worked it out.
Provided all the way.
You know, a lot of people, I think, probably think I'm arrogant, but it's not arrogance. It's just pure faith.
Right.
You know, they say it's not bragging if you can do it. Our God can do it.
Right.
So I have nothing to worry about.
So you can have confidence in him.
Amen.
Right, right.
I am perfectly at peace. Like I told the doctor, you may be driving the bus, but you're not the one that laid out the path.
Exactly.
God knows what's going to happen now. He knew what was going to happen yesterday. He knows
sure.
what's going to happen tomorrow
right.
in
right.
my life.
And he is Jehovah Rapha. He is our healing and our
yes.
health, isn't he?
He is a great physician. And,
right.
Everything that I've had done, from the stints to the hands to the neck, are all great. It's just now that instead of through the front of the neck, they have to go clean up the back of the neck. So it has to be done to keep me in the condition that I am able to go on these Nehemiah trips.
Right.
I don't want to do them in a wheelchair.
More difficult.
More difficult.
Uh-huh.
But I wouldn't be the first one to do something like this.
But Herb, you know, you've mentioned to me personally that there was a time a few years back that you really were thinking that God might be calling you into full-time work in this kind of a field. And it was a struggle to know, God, is this truly of you?
That is for sure. That was a time earlier in my walk with the Lord that he was stretching me. That's when Pastor John Zimmer, our youth pastor at the time, was going down to Biblical Ministries Worldwide in Lawrenceville, Georgia, and the Tobermans were going with them. They were preparing to be missionaries in Palau, and I was working at the church one day. I think it was a Tuesday, as I remember, and Pastor John said, well, why don't you and Denise come with us? And I was not as smart then as I am now. I called my wife and said, do you want to go? And before I had it out of my mouth, she had two bags packed.
Huh.
So we went down to Biblical Ministries to audition to see if we had what it takes to be a helps minister.
Uh-huh.
Neither one of us have theological background.
Right.
But we both love the Lord and we want to serve.
Right.
Well, we went down and I pushed back. They gave us a tour of the place and I walked into the area of shipping, receiving, and I knew I was at home. I knew I was supposed to be there.
I see.
But as they explained the rest of the job and what would go on and everything else, and just kind of put that on the back burner. At the end, they have a 3-mile-long conference table.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. 3 miles long.
When you're as scared as I was, it sure seemed that big.
Okay.
When you had the executive, Dr. Chip Chase, on one end, and after you've gone through all of this rigorous questioning and to see what you know and if you're able to apply it, he pointed down that table and he said, Herb, would you come to BMW? And I, in my most Herb-like move, pointed back at him and said, I'll pray about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, that is the right answer.
Right.
He said, every place that contacts you will have a need. You will know the difference between a need and a call. Well, I got back to Brookside after that and weighing on my mind. And Pastor Sam and Pastor Joe met me. And they had just come back from Zambia. And I didn't see it, but there was a bullseye on my back.
Mm.
These gentlemen thought that that would be a perfect fit for me. They had bought a new building. They needed someone to coordinate construction, and Herb was their candidate.
Sure.
Well, now I have two balls in the air. I have Biblical Ministries, and I have Zambia.
Mm-hmm.
And then Vic Eliason walks in, and he said, Herb, you look confused.
With VCY America.
Yes.
Yes.
And he said, Herb, you look confused. I said, I am. He said, well, you know, God isn't the author of confusion. I understand that.
Right.
He said, I'll tell you what. We could use somebody with your talents out at Trail Ridge.
Which is their Christian camp.
It is a Christian camp, and now I'm really overwhelmed.
For three possibilities and one body.
And a body that is kind of dragging an anchor.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am not sure. Well, I fly out to Trail Ridge, and Vic gives me the tour, tells me what the job entails, and I came back. And I was really to the point of, Lord, what am I to do? And shortly after that, we went down to Greenville, South Carolina for a wedding, and I saw Pastor Dean Taylor, and I explained to him what was going on. And he said, Herb, it could be one or it could be none. It could just be God checking your willingness. So I went home and prayed about it, and Trail Ridge didn't seem right, and I was praying that Zambia wasn't right, but I knew that Biblical Ministries Worldwide was where I was supposed to be, but I ignored it.
Sure.
About 6 months later, I was preparing for our Easter brunch at church, and You know, people talk about the Lord spoke to me.
Uh-huh.
Meet a skeptic. Then the Lord spoke to me.
Uh-huh.
Not in an audible way, but as I was preparing for the brunch, he said, Herb, what have you been doing for the last year? And how is that different than what I wanted you to do down at Lawrenceville?
Right.
And I was just humbled. I got on the phone right away. I called my wife. I said, I'm calling BMW. I'm telling we're coming. Well, it took a while for the right parties to get in touch with me.
Uh-huh.
In the meantime, we got our children together and told them, if things work out, we're going to sell the house, close the business, and we're going to go down and work down there.
Right.
Then the hard part, I had to tell my parents.
Uh-huh.
I could not get my dad to hold still. Finally, I put my hands on his shoulder and set him down and said, I need to talk to you. And when your parents are in their late 70s and you tell them that you're leaving.
Right.
It wasn't easy to do.
Right.
But it was easy to do because I knew I was doing God's will.
Mm-hmm.
And I explained to them I'd be leaving, short air flight away if I needed to come back for any reason. And Dad said, I knew it. Someday I just knew you'd do that. And I said, yeah, that's a good thing, Dad. Thanks. And as it turned out, what they thought I could do and provide in a very short period of time is not what I had told them I could provide.
So it didn't work out.
That opportunity did not work out. But I believe the Lord saw that my family is willing to go wherever, whatever he wants us
right,
to do.
Right.
We will go. And people come up to me now and say, Herb, I thought you were going to be a missionary. Well, I believe I am.
Mm-hmm. Through the Nehemiah teams.
The Nehemiah mm-hmm. teams, the banquets that we have at church, other opportunities that present themselves. I believe that I am doing the will of God at this time.
Exactly. And that's the key, at this time.
Exactly. And the Lord knows when he directs me elsewhere, he knows I'm going to go.
Amen. Because somebody put it this way, we are either willing to go but planning to stay, or planning to go but willing to stay.
Exactly. And that's where I am.
As we are planning to go but willing to stay, the Lord knows he has our heart. The Lord knows at any time he simply has to show us this is the next leg of the journey. And God is a God of change, isn't he?
Amen. And just have to be willing.
Right. And so as you're listening to our broadcast this morning, I trust that as God is working in your heart and life, if there's something he wants you to pray about, to be willing to pray about, that you will simply say to the Lord, I'm willing, if that's your will. And God will give you such awesome peace that your life will be just so totally in the center of his hand, available at any time for his use. Till the next time we get together, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.